Given the current state of the auto industry and the economy, Chapter 11 is unlikely to work for American automakers at this time.
Unlikely to work, but it is on the table. That is President George Bush speaking just a few moments ago from the White House, announcing an actual bailout plan for the big three automakers, $13.4 billion to come from the TARP, the Federal Treasury, and $4 billion or so to come later in details that will be worked out by Congress. This is the second time this morning we've spoken with the mayor of Kokomo, Indiana, Greg Goodnight. He joins us now via his cell phone because he's on his way to a joint press conference later today with the governor of Indiana, Mitch Daniels, in reaction to all of this. Mayor Goodnight, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Now, at least 14% of your labor force is involved in the Chrysler Corporation and the plant that you have in your district. Also, there's a supplier plant in Kokomo, in the Kokomo area. We were talking earlier this morning about the deadline of January 19th, which is when Chrysler says it may reopen its plants after a 30-day furlough to cut costs. But all of a sudden, after President Bush has spoken, there's a March 31st deadline on the calendar. Chrysler has to demonstrate its viability if it takes any of this federal funds. What do you think the possibility of Chrysler being able to do that is from where you stand?
I think the possibility exists. I have to applaud the president for recognizing that a normal Chapter 11 filing would not be in the best interest of this country. So I think he at least recognizes the potential problems by taking no action. I think that's what, from just the basic information I have, I think it seems like a reasonable proposal to give them, float them the loans, require that they come up with their own plan to make themselves viable. And I think you know, the time frame seems suitable that they should be able to make this happen.
Well, Mayor Goodnight, I know there's a lot of details you need to learn before your news conference with the Indiana governor, but just in general, before we go, are you feeling like this is a little reality all of a sudden, that maybe you're going to make it through the first quarter?
Yeah, I think that's what they're looking for. And I just want to stress that my press conference with the governor is not on the automotive industry. It's over government reform here in Indiana and his plan for the legislature next year.
I can't imagine you'll get a question on the auto industry. No, good night. I can't imagine. That'll never come up.
No. It's not on anybody's mind, of course. I think this does give you know, there's nothing wrong with helping somebody, but making them accountable. And I think that's what he's doing with the American automotive industry.
And nothing wrong with rescue in the holiday season. Mayor Goodnight, we're going to have to go, but thank you so much for joining us a second time this morning.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.